Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Getoleno. Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng has reaffirmed the importance of Nagaland's traditional governance system. Speaking at the inauguration of the newly constructed Kejongla Village Council Hall in Peran District yesterday, he urged the community to strengthen village councils in line with Article 371A, which safeguards Nagaland's customary laws and practices. He emphasized that Nagaland follows its Village and Area Council Act of 1978 and not the Panchayati Raj system of 1992, reflecting the state's unique traditions and governance. Mr. Zileng also called for continued collaboration for inclusive growth and grassroots empowerment. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that every individual is empowered to help the nation in security. Addressing the annual convocation of Jaipuria Institute of Management in New Delhi yesterday, he underscored that trade, business, commerce and industry in particular can play a pivotal role in security issues.
Every individual is empowered to help the nation in security. And trade, business, commerce and industry in particular can play a pivotal role in security issues. And therefore, I firmly believe that we must always keep one thing in mind, and that is nation first. Everything has to be reckoned on the fulcrum of deep commitment, unflinching commitment, dedication to nationalism, because there is no other way out. And that mindset we must teach our toddlers right from day one.
Mr. Dhankar also extended his salutations to all armed forces and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on remarkable success for the ongoing Operation Sindoor. He said this operation was a remarkable retaliation, reflecting India's ethos of peace and tranquility in response to the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack. The Vice President added that India can no longer afford to empower countries that are inimical to its interest and positioned against it in times of crisis. In a major step towards ensuring the safety of youth, the Superintendent of Police, Mon District, has launched the Youth Migration Monitoring and Safety Initiative. The effort aims to improve the comprehensive monitoring of youth who migrate for employment and jobs across various locations. It introduces a WhatsApp-based registration system and no additional app is required. A dedicated police team will stay in touch and intervene whenever needed. Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnong Konyak inaugurated the project in the presence of Deputy Commissioner, SP and other community leaders. The MP commended the police for their relentless efforts to safeguard the youth and urged everyone's cooperation to ensure the success of the initiative for the benefit of the entire community. Operation Sindoor stands as a bold and strategic response by India against terror elements operating from across the border. It showcased the precision, planning and resolve of the Indian Armed Forces. As the nation watches with pride, citizens across country are expressing their gratitude to the men and women in uniform. Here is a voice from Dimapur.
Operation Sindoor, it's a big win for India, and then this is a big fight against terrorism, and we are really glad that this operation was successful. And thank you to all the Indian soldiers, those who are fighting at the borders.
The operation is a testament to the bravery and dedication of the armed forces. Their unwavering courage and tireless service have once again proven that their commitment to protecting the nation remains unshaken. And India achieved a significant milestone with the launch of 101st mission of its space program. ISRO's PSLV C-61 rocket lifted off with Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 at 5:59 a.m. today from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. However, the mission could not be accomplished. Up to the second stage, the performance was normal, but some issues were encountered in the third stage. The mission was aimed at placing the EOS-09 into a sun-synchronous polar orbit. The EOS-09 is designed to provide continuous and reliable remote sensing data for operational applications across various sectors. The mission carried a synthetic aperture radar payload capable of providing images for various Earth observation applications under all weather conditions. The spacecraft was to be a debris-free mission. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.